Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. This is a very special episode featuring Super Chalice Tarot, and we're joined tonight by our special guest, the Auric Knight.
Hi, everybody.
So I'm your host, Aluna Obed, joined by my co-host, Taruk Vishal.
Good evening, everyone.
And our show is going to be featuring on the lovely night of Valentine's, February 14th, how to find and attract your soulmate. So let's get into a little bit of what the definition of the soulmate is. Just generally speaking, it speaks on a surface level of someone that you feel such a cosmic and energetic attraction to, one that can't be described in words and goes beyond the physical or mental capacities of just the external. So with that, to go a little deeper, the soulmate is someone who is aligned with your soul and is sent to challenge, awaken, and stir different parts of you in order for your soul to transcend to a higher level of consciousness. So let's start with you, Taruk, and then we'll move into our feature for tonight. But Taruk, when you hear the word soulmate, what does that resonate with you? What sort of response do you have for that word?
Well, when I think of the word soulmate, I think of somebody who you have an instant connection with that you can't explain. It's just you know it instantly when this person, you know, comes into your life. I feel like a soulmate is somebody who you have had a connection with in multiple lives. I feel like that's one of the most important parts of a soulmate is having that past life connection, that you know that in a past life you and this person have been together in multiple lives even. It's a deep knowing, a deep soul knowing that this person is a part of your spirit, a deeper part of you than just, you know, a regular situation. So, yeah, that's kind of what I see with a soulmate.
Okay. So before we move on, let me ask you this. Do you believe in multiple soulmates, or do you think it's just one defined soulmate?
I believe in multiple, and I actually wanted to ask the Auric Knight what he thought about that.
Okay, well, let's go into the Auric Knight, our special guest for the evening. Now, I ask you the same thing. What resonates in your spirit, in your chakra, when you hear the word soulmate? What does that word mean to you?
I just want to start off by saying I'm vibrating so much on the frequency of love. It's beyond me tonight. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure all the love that's going on tonight, I feel it, like I'm empathic and I feel it, so I feel really good. And to that question, a soulmate, yeah, absolutely. A soulmate, you have a familiarity with. You have, like you guys have already said, like a magnetic attraction, something beyond the ego, something beyond the surface level. In terms of multiple soulmates, absolutely. A soulmate could be in a family member. A soulmate could be a friendship, a relationship. And there's a misconception that a soulmate should be linked to you romantically. And that's not what a soulmate is. It's a soulmate is sent to you to challenge you, awaken you, parts of you that are sleeping, to either for a lifetime or for a season. And soulmates, you'll find them throughout your whole life. And you'll have that same feeling with a soulmate. In terms of a romantic soulmate, I would deem that as a twin flame.
Definitely, and we will definitely venture into the twin flames and that sort of etymology. So Now, I want the same question that I asked to Ruth. Do you believe in multiple soulmates?
Absolutely. Again, you know, soulmates come in all shapes and sizes and fashion, and it can come, again, be in a family member, in a friend, in a romantic partner. It can be even, I think, there's soulmates like within animals where people are linked with certain animals they feel a connection with. A soulmate is that feeling. Anything that makes you feel like home can be a soulmate.
Well, that's very interesting that you say, because I know on such a very surface level, everyone coming around this season that's recognized for love and recognized for this holiday, and a lot of people aren't in those situations where they have that person next to them that is challenging them and bringing out the best in them. So in those people sort of sitting around wondering, where is my soulmate? And the general question is, when am I going to cross my soulmate? What do you think are the necessary steps to try to prepare that person, or that person should hear to prepare themselves? Having a soulmate in your life or present in your life isn't just, oh, well, they're finally here and all my worries are carefree now. It comes with a responsibility. So What are your thoughts on that? We'll start with you, the Auric Knight.
I think that we have to get to, so per individual, it's the core of what they feel a soulmate is. And I've met plenty of people throughout my lifetime where they've met soulmates and right under their nose and wouldn't deem that as a soulmate, because they have colored their meaning of a soulmate to be a romantic partner. And I guess, truthfully speaking, again, it really is per individual has a lot to do with what challenges you and or what human being challenges you. And for someone who would claim, well, I haven't found my soulmate, I would then question what their ideas of love and the correlation between love and soulmate is. And then proceed to prescribe maybe some kind of energetic perspective of mine to expand their understanding or awareness on a soulmate, what a soulmate mm-hmm. is, and not necessarily what you should view soulmate as, but help them to identify what soulmates they've already come across in their lifetime.
Well, that's very interesting. Interestingly put. I wanted to ask you before moving over to Taruk. I wanted to ask you, have you yourself encountered a soulmate, multiple soulmates, and what lessons have you gained from that experience?
So I love that question. Yes, throughout my lifetime, I've met multiple soulmates. Some of them come in the fashion of me understanding myself through someone else's eyes. You know, we're identical in maybe a style of thought process, or our egos are alike, or what have you. Some of them come to teach me a lesson, you know, to teach me something that didn't exist in my realm prior to meeting them. The ones that I find that are the most intense are the individuals or the soulmates where we're so alike, and I'm supposed to understand my journey through their eyes. And it's an interesting endeavor when you have to silence the ego and your soul wants to speak through the ego. It's challenging and rewarding and gratifying all in the same time. I've met multiple soulmates, and I'll say this, all of them have been intense, but essential to my growth and my evolution.
And that's one thing to point on, that the experience of being with your soulmate or learning the lesson from your soulmate is going to be an intense one. You guys are probably going to go through some trials and tribulations together and learn and grow, because when you go through it with that other person, it definitely reflects you as a person and how you respond in that situation. So I want to move over to Taruk now. What are some tall tale signs on the surface that you come across your soulmate, or that the experience that you're in with this person, whether it be romantically or like the Auric Knight referred to, a family member being present, what are some signs would you say to have a person go, wow, this person is really...
Well, I can only speak on my experience. I think the Arcanite is more more knowledgeable on this topic than I am, honestly, to speak on the whole, like, world level. But on a personal level for me, I think you just know instantly, you know. I have had experiences with soulmates who don't know that they're my soulmate, and soulmates who I haven't never even really spoken to, but I know that they are my soulmate because I saw them. And when I saw them, I knew instantly this person did not look my way. They don't know who I am, but I feel the connection. I know, you know, and this has happened even with classmates in college. I know I met two soulmates in college. I met two of them, and I never interacted with them in person. I never said anything to them, but I know within my heart and my soul that those were my soulmates. And in one way or another,
did.
And
Go ahead, finish. I was going to ask you, what did you see in them that you recognized?
It was
that,
a familiar. It was love. It was instant love. It was instant connection. I wanted to reach over, and I wanted to be with them. I wanted to bond with them. I wanted to connect with them. I wanted to say something to them, but I didn't. I did not approach them, but I knew that they were. So I, you know, I don't want to forget the question that you right now have for Arcanite, but I wanted to ask for Arcanite if he has dealt with a situation or he knows, like, you know, when you see a soulmate, but they don't recognize that they are your soulmate, you know, and many times, you know, that person might even reject you, you know, but you still know that they are your soulmate. So what happens in those situations when you do see your soulmate, but yet they may not know it? They may turn against you and tell you, I don't want you as a soulmate. I don't, you know, want anything to do with you, whatever. Or you just never speak to them because of societal norms, or because you may find an attraction for this person, but yet this person may not see you in the same way, or it may be difficult to approach a person, as it was in my situation, because of society issues, because, you know, I'm a male and they were a male as well, and it was difficult to approach somebody on that and be like, hey, well, you know, I think you could possibly be my soulmate, you know? So I want to ask the Arcanite, what do you do in a situation like that? Or have you experienced a situation like that?
Okay, so that's an awesome question, actually. I'm glad you asked that. I would challenge you. First of all, yes, I've experienced that in life, but I will say I'm an Aries and I go for what I want. And so in terms of not being heard or not being known, I'm not familiar with that experience, but I am familiar with meeting people who have experienced that. And I always question if it's wishful thinking, because as much as a soulmate is a lesson for you, if you have identified someone as a soulmate and it's solely based on a magnetic energetic level, then it is, and it's your truth. And it's a soulmate situation. It's a burning fire that you cannot escape. That no matter how hard, until you dive in into that fire and get tainted by those flames, you won't be able to evolve or move on. And if it's that feeling, that core, I'm on fire, I need to know, away from, oh, are you attracted to me? That's beyond the soul. That doesn't matter if the person's attracted to you or not. What matters is that you honor your soul and your truth. And if it's your soul recognizes this individual or individual soul, it is your duty to maybe if you've ever thought about it, you might be the one to spark that fire in them. But in your approach, if you use the physical realm, the ego approach, most likely there won't be a soul igniting process. It would be exactly that. Sometimes you are the lesson, you are the enlightenment for a person, and sometimes they're the enlightenment in you. That could be someone not recognizing that you are a soulmate could be also a lesson for you in terms of, you know, what is it about that person? I guess to wrap that completely off, I would say in those situations, if it's something that is your truth, then you stick to that truth and you ignite that fire by any means necessary, because it's essential to your evolution.
I wanted to touch on something that you brought up, that you mentioned about sometimes that person
not recognizing that in you, and that being the lesson as well. Because, you know, as strong as the fire and the recognition can spark within oneself, because, you know, we are people that practice higher consciousness and higher thinking, there are a lot of other people that we come across, and yes, we may feel that igniting burning, but they're not awake, they're not conscious yet. So you have to learn, you also learn through that experience the lesson of diligence and patience, and self-love in a sense too, because sometimes you can try to, it's like the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. So a lot of times we feel this this passionate want to nurture and love unconditionally, but a lot of times people are not ready for that, or our soulmate in particular isn't ready for that. They're not consciously developed enough for that level. So in that, you have to take a step back and take a more peaceful approach and saying, okay, and I too learned that they were not open as I would have wanted or that I felt should have been experienced. It's just my perception on it.
Can I mention that the soul is just meant to experience through the vessel and through the ego. The soul doesn't necessarily, so for instance, you're having thoughts, you're thinking things about life, you're picking and choosing what thoughts are the ones you want to keep, the reality you're creating, but there's also an entity watching this showdown in your mind go down that doesn't have a say, that just watches your thoughts. That just watch your thoughts go crazy. You choose, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Oh my God, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. But there's an entity listening to that voice, to that higher voice. That's your soul. Your soul doesn't have a say in terms of the soul that doesn't want to be loved. The soul doesn't want to be, it just wants to be nourished through experience. And when I touched on earlier, when you deny yourself of that experience, even if it's a lesson, like Aluna just said, if there's a lesson in that, with the lesson being, okay, I see a soulmate, the soulmate doesn't see me back. That's just it. Don't let the ego confuse you and cases it to you to color up this feeling of, oh my God, well, it's based on all these things. No, your soul's job is just to see, to experience. You've experienced your soul, soulmate, and that's it, and it's done. Don't let the ego tell you that something went wrong, because it didn't. The soul did exactly what it was supposed to do. It saw a soulmate. Done.
So what would you say to those who are in these experience relationships? Okay, we're talking about 10, 15, 20 years with a person. Because I want to touch on another subject too, which is life partners, okay? Which is like a total, it's on a total other side of the spectrum. But life partners, which are people who, you know, you can have a ultimate trust with, that reciprocates compassion and understanding, that you can be wholly and completely yourself and they're with you for a time. Whereas with the soulmate, it's more of an intense lesson. It's more of a sort of you both walk out of it feeling rebirthed and renewed. You know, you both go through a sort of death experience. In the life partner situation, I find that with that person, they provide you the soil to grow, they nurture you to grow. So it's not as intense and it's not as chaotic, if one could label it as that. And I don't mean that being with your soulmate is a chaotic, intense one, like I spoke on. So what would you say, Theoric Knight, to people who, again, have been in these relationships for a long number of years, and they are sort of feeling or not feeling anymore that feeling that they once had with this person who they considered their soulmate? How would you suggest they handle that?
So that's a really good question. Another misconception is that, again, this is just through my eyes, I think that people feel as if their romantic soulmate, or one that they have deemed romantic, is supposed to be forever. And, you know, there's literally only so many sparks, you know, that you can spark up in a person before you start to, you know, when the passion fades and you start to essentially live a life of a partnership. You know, once you've identified the soulmate, you live that life. It's really about, exploring each other. And for a romantic partner, I feel as if the lifetime of love should be the twin flame. And that's a whole nother topic, I guess. But in terms of someone who chooses a partner, just like a life partner, away from that soulmate feeling, which is less passionate, less intense, that's a, I'm not sure, don't quote me. This is just something I believe, but I feel as if that's an ego. That's a form of saying, hey, you understand how I want to live life. I understand how you want to live life. And now we're going to coexist together and create, and I would rather have a partnership than not have anyone else. But, you know, I find it that those people in those 15, 20 year relationships end up finding a soulmate, and they know the difference. And I said this last show, your truth will surface. Your partner will feel that, soulmate or not. That truth will surface, and you'll know. Once you find your soulmate, you'll know, God, it needs to feel that way all the time. You know, so I'm not sure if that answers your question, but.
It pretty much, it hit it on. So I wanted to ask Tarouk, in this sort of soul searching for a soulmate, do you find that it's important for people to reach a level of sort of clarity and self-knowing within themselves? Because I feel like a lot of people reach out for someone else to fulfill them. They feel like, oh, well, you know, when I get this soulmate or when my life partner or my husband, and it's like they put all these prerequisites, already on things and on people and on situations. That do you feel that that's a bit of a blockage, or do you feel that they should be as direct and concrete about what they want and the type of relationships they want to experience?
Definitely, I feel that they should, but most people are not. Most people are searching for a physical fulfillment, or it may be spiritual, I feel, but they get it filled physically, and it never fulfills them, you know, fully, which is why they always go from relationships to relationships, or why they are sleeping around with a lot of people, you know, and that causes spiritual problems on its own. So I feel like most people are not connected with themselves on a spiritual level, and, you know, they wouldn't even know where to even start looking, or even know when this person might be in front of them, their actual soulmate. I mean, they probably wouldn't even, you know, I think they'd probably be sensitized to it. I think they would give it easily to anybody, you know. I feel like they don't know how to discern a soulmate from somebody who's not good for them. I mean, we clearly see that all the time, you know. Most people, I feel like, don't know how to have spiritual awareness.
And how would you respond to that, the Auric Knight? How would you take all of what Tarouk just said?
So for me, I feel as if some soulmates you meet are preparing you, right? So you meet soulmates to awaken you, essentially, parts of you at least. And throughout your journey, you have to be at a certain level of the universe will bring you what it needs to bring you at the perfect time always. And we always seem to forget that. And as you go throughout life and you meet these random soulmates through friends or family, et cetera, whenever you're at a certain level of consciousness or awareness, or your soul's aware, you will find that soulmate who is at that level. And sometimes, you know, for a person who is feeling that emptiness and they're trying to, you know, fill in that void with a physical, in a physical manner, either affection, love, or sex, or what have you, that emptiness, I feel, is that magnetic pull towards situations. And that emptiness is that magnetic pull to help you understand where that emptiness is coming from. In terms of finding a soulmate that's whole, I believe that a person who is empty in that way will find another soulmate who's also empty in that way, which is what leads them down a certain path. A person that's whole, who then allows the universe to present a soulmate that's whole, tends to be a little more successful. But again, most of those individuals who are looking for a soulmate, what they're looking for is just companionship. And they're not, you know, a soulmate isn't, A person who's looking for a soulmate, I feel, is a person who's saying, I'm ready to be challenged. I'm ready to love unconditionally. I'm ready to grow. I know exactly how I want to feel with my soulmate. I know how I want my soulmate to feel. I know how I want to feel and motivated and inspired by this person. Usually people don't think that. It's just anyone who's willing to say, hey, I'm here, you know, I'm next to you,
yes,
until they're
mm-hmm.
over. So,
yeah. I think that was excellent. Completely. It's an excellent way to reach the ending part of our show. So if you stayed with us through the entire show, we thank you so much for spending your Valentine's Day with us. The Auric Knight has his own Facebook page. So if you're really encouraged and you feel really challenged and your thought process has changed through this, definitely give his like page a visit at The Auric Knight and give him some love. Also, you can keep up with us at Triple Chalice Tarot. We're on Facebook, Instagram. We also have Twitter at Tri Chalice Tarot. And yeah, we're going to be doing our regular shows. Check out our archives to feature our other shows that we have. And thank you all so much for tuning in to us. You guys want to say
thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night.